White, Granville, New South Wales, Australia, July 30, 1894. Dear son Willie, this morning, Monday, opens very beautiful. Brother Lawrence is still here. Friday I called on Fanny. She is now in her room at Brother Mackenzie's, is very nearly settled. Brother Mackenzie was not fully settled. Brother Collins was there. I had him come to my house, for there is no room for him to sleep there. I thought we could spare 1 quart of milk to Brother Mackenzie each morning, and 1 pint to Fanny. She is much pleased with her room. Emily and I rode out with Brother Corliss to Seven Hills on Sabbath. I thought I was running some risk to go, for the same exhaustion has continued with me up to the present time. I dared not enter the house, but remained in our phaeton until Elder Corliss was about through with the exercises. He says he does not preach anymore, but gives Bible readings. He did this at Seven Hills, and the exercises were very interesting. He had them wide awake, hunting for the scriptures, and they reading them. I came in at the close and talked about 10 or 15 minutes. The sweet, melting spirit was in our meeting. Then we had a social meeting. Brother Corliss called upon everyone to speak, and all but Sister Thompson bore a short, good testimony. After meeting, I told her I wished she had said something. Christ said of all his followers, "Ye are my witnesses." "Oh," said she, "I could not speak." "Why?" said I. She said, "I could not." I said, "Is not Jesus precious to you? Does he not bless you in your efforts to serve him? Bear in mind, you have enlisted in his service, and must be faithful and true in representing Jesus. He will be your helper." "Oh, yes, he is so good to me, and helps me every day. I am so thankful for the truth, and for the light I find in the Word of God." "Then, Sister Thompson, you have witnessed for Christ. You have borne here in the open air an excellent testimony. Why did you not speak these very words in the meeting today? What idea others received by your silence you do not know. Your words are very precious to me, and I shall not go home with the impression that you were tired and discouraged in the Lord's service. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord." Isaiah 43, verse 10. You express heartfelt thankfulness to me, and why not have given encouragement, as well as an example, to your brethren and sisters? The tears were running down her cheeks. She said, "I will, Sister White. I will next time. I told them when the days were pleasant to take the seats out of doors in the shade of the trees and have a meeting. This struck them as a grand thing. We ate our lunch, as you and I have done, in the carriage while riding. Elder Corliss looks very pale, but seems to be of good courage. Said he and wife had tickets sent them to attend a meeting, important, of the Vegetarian Society. He should attend in the evenings. Elder Wilson came to our house in the evening, spoke in Sydney in the afternoon, McCullough at Kellyville, have not seen him since yesterday forenoon. Visited with Elder Wilson all the forenoon, and paid for the same by almost complete exhaustion. Well, this morning we have had quite a time to settle the matter who should take out the horse and trap to Dora Creek. We thought a careful hand should have the responsibility. Brother Lawrence talked of trusting Jimmy. Brother Belden said he would not advise that unless someone accompanied him. Brother Collins thought he would go with Jimmy. At first I felt unwilling, knowing that there would be exposure to light and he would run some risk. But we told him we would arrange his eye with a veil, and he is to purchase colored glasses, and this might do, but how it will be, we cannot say. We told him if the process were too trying, he must take the cars at some station on the road. This all settled, then Brothers Lawrence and Collins went into Sydney to change the collar of harness, buy colored glasses, and have Jimmy come back with them. They start today after dinner. We consider the horse, to all appearance, a good trade for £8. Trap £7, not as good a trade. Went for dressmaker. Returned and found your card. Thank you for writing. Brother Teasdale came yesterday noon. Brother McCullough came while I was gone, and I did not see him. Brethren Wilson and Corliss go to Dora Creek Tuesday. The horse will then be there to take them over the ground. My horse is badly crippled with rheumatism. I shall be on the lookout for a good horse, and if I have to pay £10, we'll have one, if I can get him, that is sound. Our horse has well paid for himself.
A picture came, a representation, it is supposed, of Christ. It would be well for you to correspond with Brother Henry Kellogg in reference to it being used in the book Life of Christ. I will now close my letter. I hope to gain strength, for if I do not, I shall be of little use anywhere. Was riding nearly all day Friday. I am better in the open air. I received a letter from Little John, and it is difficult to answer him. We will be pleased to see you at home whenever you can come. The Lord bless you. Brother McCullough has come to speak with me. Mother.